spacers along the wall, and you start up with your first piece of flooring and keeping it straight perpendicular to the rest of the floor there, and you just click it on down. A couple of things you might want to think about if you're going to do this kind of floor is if you want to get the tapping block from the manufacturer if you can. Unfortunately, I couldn't, but that way when you push it up to the edge of the piece you're going to put in, you won't damage the edge of the piece when you're tapping it in, because you got to tap them in place. You hold it up at an angle, push it in, and you tap it in place to lock it in and mm-hmm. get that seam. You know, that seam virtually disappears. It looks like one sheet of flooring. You can go to the website and you can see pictures of the installation.
I'm looking at it right now, and you did a tremendous job there, guy.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks. You're a pro.
Well, it's like anything else. You take your time and think things through. Another tip on it is if it's not going together, there's a reason. Don't force it. Take it back out and look. A lot of the times there's manufacturing defects in the groove where there'll be just a piece of the wood in there, or the stuff it's made out of will be stuck in there. I got used to rubbing it, making sure it was clean. Because if you don't get that tight seam when you put it in, it'll always have a gap there, and you don't want to do that. You don't want to have your whole floor in and then see a gap. It won't come out. So,
what's your wife think of it?
Oh, she loves the floor. She simply loves it.
Sure.
You know, yeah. It really makes a difference from what.
Yeah, it's like a new trailer.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, exactly. Let's see. The other little tip is, I was going to talk about, there's a little angle bar in the kit I got. They sell them at the home centers. What that is when you get the plank at the edge of the wall, and you got to tap it toward the center of the room, of the trailer, to get that small gap out. This little bar, it looks like a little crowbar type thing. It has one angle down and one angle up. So you put it on the edge of the wall, down the side of the plank, and then it has, on the other end of it, it has a bend up where you can tap it with your hammer. So you can pull the planks in together, not only push them together with the block, but this little bar, you pull them in together, and that gets that line disappears as you do it.
Cool.
So anyway, yeah, those are my little tips for it. Check out the website. You can see the tools there that I used, and you can see it going together, and it turned out real nice.
Are these like 4 feet long, these strips, something like that?
Yeah, they're 36 inches long and, oh, now you got me now, about 18 wide, I think. Not quite. I don't really remember. Okay. But it took about 8 boxes, I think, to do mine. There's 20 square feet in a box. So, and it weighed, what I did was I weighed a box when I was done, and a new box, and then I weighed all the scraps that I had and subtracted that from the total. So my new floor weighs about 275 pounds.
Okay.
So,
now, what's the substrate made out of? Is that sort of MDF material or something? Or?
Yeah, I believe it's MDF. And then the bottom is a cork on the very bottom of it. Sometimes you got to lay down like a little felt mat down with some cheaper floors that don't have the backing built in. This one has the cork backing built in, so you don't actually have to lay that down first. And the other thing, too, people kind of get confused about is when and when not to put a plastic down first on a floating floor like this.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, when you're putting it over wood, you do not put a plastic down because you want the wood to breathe. When you're putting it in a house, like on a cement subfloor, then you have to put that plastic down as a moisture barrier because, as you know, concrete, it puts out moisture as it gets cold and stuff, and you got that plastic barrier to keep the water off of the bottom of the floor.
Well, I've got a good one here for you.
Sure.
We had a client come in who purchased a quote-unquote restored trailer that had a floating wood floor in it, and it did have the plastic down over top of the original floor. However, I suspect the reason why they put the plastic down over the original wood floor is because the original floor was so rotted out, they didn't want the water splashing up from the road.
I hear you.
You know, it was a scary job. I don't know what these people were thinking, but
yeah. Well, I mean, you can hide stuff any number of ways, and
yeah.
You know, for me, I know the floor is fine. I fixed it myself. We talked about that in the last call-in-less show. Anyway, yeah, it turned out nice. I even noted on the Classic Rides restoration that they put plastic down when they put in the cork floor.